North Carolina's courts are going through a major overhaul in the way case documents are filed and stored, even as they contend with backlogs caused by the COVID pandemic. As Rusty Jacobs reports, the transition is off to a rocky start.
Let's face it, most people ordered to be in court don't want to be there.
Especially the defendants who are there with their life and liberty on the line.
Taylor Manning is a criminal defense attorney in Wake County, one of four pilot counties where the North Carolina Administrative Office of the Courts, or AOC, is replacing an antiquated paper-based and mainframe case management system.
And a lot of people, it's very inconvenient to go to court, of course, and they want to get in and out of there quickly.
The new digital system is supposed to make it easier for the general public to access court files and submit payments. But so far, it is causing major headaches for clerks, judges, prosecutors, and defense attorneys like Manning and their clients. When I spoke to Manning a couple of weeks ago, he described a plea agreement he had handled earlier that day in Superior Court. The plea transcript, a checkbox form with the details of the agreement between the defendant and the prosecutor, was scanned into the electronic filing system and sent to the judge's queue. But the parties noticed a typo that had to be corrected on the form.
And he can't just delete that from his queue. He has to do something with it. And so he ended up having to actually forward it back to the DA's queue just to get it out of his box.
According to Manning, a time-consuming process ensued that included rescanning the corrected transcript, sending it to the clerk's computer queue, and then the judge's queue.
Something where normally in the old days, I should say, even though it was only 2 weeks ago, the judge might call the two attorneys up to the bench. We would agree on the change, maybe initial it, explain it to the defendant, and then proceed. And that would all take about 2 minutes.
A lot of the delays can be traced to the various queues, where clerks and judges must wait on one case file before they can move on to the next one. The bottlenecks are especially acute in district court, which handles high volumes of cases, from traffic tickets to DWIs, misdemeanor assaults, and larcenies. On a typical day in what's known as disposition court, Harnett County Attorney Parrish Daughtry could come in, resolve as many as 20 traffic tickets, hand them over to the clerk for processing and assigning costs, and then pass them up to the judge, all in about 10 minutes.
And it'd take the judge about 5 minutes to sign 20 tickets. Checks in them, you're done.
But that was before February 13th, when the new system went live in Harnett, one of the four pilot counties along with Wake, Johnston, and Lee. Now, routine traffic cases take 4 to 5 times longer to handle, according to Daughtry.
Now we're waiting on 10 electronic steps to get the same thing done.
The delays have even greater significance for people waiting to obtain an emergency domestic violence protective order or for someone with a DWI conviction who now might have to wait a day or more to obtain a limited driving privilege versus 30 to 60 minutes under the old system.
They don't go to work that day legally. They don't go get their child from school that day legally. They don't go to the doctor that day legally, or whatever they're dealing with. Think about not having access to legally drive for a day versus an hour.
AOC Director Andrew Heath says snags are to be expected when a massive overhaul shifts from the testing phase to implementation with real data and a steep increase in the number of users.
I think we're well within the range of what would be normal for a project of this size. That doesn't mean that it's not frustrating for the end users and the public and the bar and for our court officials and their staff.
In 2019, AOC contracted with Texas-based Tyler Technologies to develop an integrated software system tailored to the needs of North Carolina courts. Heath said the state's outdated system with its 1980s-era mainframe computer had to be replaced.
I mean, it works well, but it's brittle and it's obsolete in many cases. The mainframes are expensive. They're very difficult to maintain. The security patches are difficult.
Tyler won the 10-year, $85 million contract to develop the new case management system known as Odyssey. It was supposed to go live this past October, but got postponed because of problems integrating it with programs run by law enforcement and other state agencies. Attorney Parrish Daughtry contends that Odyssey's deficiencies pose a threat to due process and private lawyers' ability to competently represent their clients.
We don't have access to our clients' court files. We don't have access to unredacted files. Some of that will be resolved as the system gets uploaded. However, the judge has access to entire court files, and as a trier of fact, they should not.
In other words, district court judges who serve as both judge and jury for bench trials should not be able to see evidence like breath alcohol test results in DWI cases before the matter is heard. A major concern for Wake County Attorney Taylor Manning is what happens when a client misses a court date due to car trouble or illness. Before Odyssey, Manning would find the assigned prosecutor, explain the situation, file a motion to strike the called and failed, get the judge's signature on an order recalling the arrest, and personally deliver the order to the clerk's office. Crisis averted in about 30 minutes. But now Manning can't physically track his motion as it slowly makes its way electronically from queue to queue.
I don't know what to tell my client because I don't know how long it might be before the DA looks at it. I don't know how long it might be before the judge looks at it. I don't know how long it's going to be before that makes it back to the clerk.
And in the meantime, Manning says, there might be an officer looking to put his client in cuffs.
There are some things that require a human touch. And I believe criminal law is one of those.
In 2 to 3 months, Mecklenburg will be the next county to go online. Then the rest of the state's counties will transition to Odyssey on a rolling basis until the courts in all 100 counties are online by the end of 2025. Rusty Jacobs, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.